This is Wade Rathjuth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Cecile Richards repeatedly insisted in a congressional hearing that no federal money is used to pay for abortion services at Planned Parenthood. She said that most of the federal funding for her organization, about $400 million per year, comes through Medicare reimbursements for health care services provided to women. H-1B visas are being abused in allowing foreign workers on temporary visas to come into this country, the United States, specifically learn how to offshore the jobs. Most recent example was the shipping of accounting jobs from Toys R Us in New Jersey to India. Amazon is joining the gig economy and copying the controversial Uber by recruiting delivery drivers for Amazon Flex that can deliver orders in less than an hour and are paid $20 per hour. The Syrian crisis is a bloodbath that has cost more than 200,000 lives already and fueled a resurgence of Islamic radicalism into a new confrontation with Russia and a refugee crisis engulfing Europe. Nursing homes receive far more in Medicare payments than it costs them to provide care, exploiting the billing system in some cases by giving patients more therapy services than they need. Federal investigators said this in a new report. Federal regulators said that Fiat Chrysler automobiles had significantly underreported to regulators the number of death and injury claims linked to possible defects in their cars. Fiat Chrysler's admission of the underreporting, discovered in an internal interview tied to the company's recent $105 million settlement over its handling of recalls, could result in new penalties. Donna Shalala, the former president of the University of Miami, who was brought in to lead the Clinton Foundation this year, had a stroke shortly after the closing ceremonies of the organization's major fall event, officials said. The national standard for ozone was last set in 2008 by the Bush administration at a level of 75 parts per billion, above the range of 60 to 70 parts per billion recommended by the EPA's scientific advisory panel at the time. Smog levels have significantly declined over the last 40 years, but each incremental improvement comes at a significant cost. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.